You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right. We are back. We are live from the Butcher Shop at the Emerald Creek Capital Mortgage Brokers Networking event. And we're here with the C-Pace guy. That's right, the C-Pace guy, Adam Lipkin.
Yeah, let me do that again just to make it a little more clear. The C-Pace guy.
Yeah, there you go. That was very good. It'll sound great when we put it on the tape and we send it over to your pop.
Nice. Yes, I agree.
Now, why you call yourself the C-Pace guy, and what really is that?
So C-Pace Guy is for C-Pace financing, which is the fastest growing financing option available for commercial real estate today.
Okay. That was pretty interesting.
It sounded like an ad. I agree. So C-Pace financing is a very interesting alternative to pursue if you're developing or doing some kind of retrofit on your real estate to be able to access what I think would be the lowest cost option for those improvements.
Okay, so, no, that's very vague, but I'll bring it into focus. So basically, when people do buy something, they make a capital improvement, they do something to make it better, make it more energy efficient, make it greener, they usually finance that in the bank loan, and if they get, like, extra financing and go, well, that sometimes it is equity, and that's even more expensive, but where I was going with that is it's usually financed on top of the senior lender. So if they're financing it with equity or with a mezzanine, can you provide them with lower cost financing than that to do the same thing?
Yeah, I mean, we're typically financing under 7%. So mezz is probably double that. Equity is even more of the upside. So if you're talking about a 6.5 to 6.75 rate, you could just save a ton on your cost of capital and just make a lot more on your overall return.
So it sounds to me that people should talk to you when they're in the process of evaluating a property for acquisition, because the utilization of your program and capital structure might allow them to borrow better, pay more, and be more competitive than everybody else, because it's usually the one with the lowest cost of capital wins.
You said it beautifully, Jim. Exactly. The lowest cost of capital wins.
Yeah, so then that means that your option is pretty good for people. Now, how hard is it to get something like this processed and closed? Because some people need to close fast, and usually a bank will take a month.
Yeah, I mean, it's a typical lender process, 45 days to 60. I think the only challenge I'm finding is because it's new, sometimes you have to educate more than usual. So some lenders are more receptive than others. But I think that if I was a lender and I realize that borrowers want this because they know it's going to lower their cost of capital, I would want to make it work for my top clients and figure it out.
So how does one explain this? How does a C-PACE transaction work? Let's make one up. Let's say that I'm doing a $10 million transaction and I'm a good credit. I've got cash flow, so I'm able to get myself a 70% bank loan. So I'm going to use $3 million of my equity to reposition this property and increase its value. How could you help me?
So we're going to get ambitious. We're going to add a zero to that and say we're doing a $100 million project and you're getting a $70 million loan, 70%. You got to raise $30 million. Let's just have fun with this, okay?
Oh, that's great. Yeah, well, that is more like the deals I do. So let's rock.
Exactly, Jim. I mean, that's where your wheelhouse is anyway. So the fact of the matter is $30 million is a lot to raise and it costs a lot. You know, equity is 18 to 20% plus for that. So we see a budget. We realize that there's 20% of that $100 million budget or $20 million that could qualify for PACE, your windows, your doors, your lighting, your HVAC unit. And now all of a sudden, you could take that loan of 70% to maybe 80% or more. Okay? So you basically just reduce the equity raise and you have a cost of capital at a fraction of the cost.
So what's the downside to this? Because it sounds so good.
It's really no downside. It's just if you could get it done or not. I mean, there's no reason not to attempt it. It's just could you get a lender, whether it be your lender or one of the lenders that we work with, to accept it at the highest levels? No downside at all. It's literally just could you get it?
Wow. So this really does make sense. I'm pretty happy that I've been introducing you to my biggest clients. Yeah, I'm really excited. I think this is a great idea. It's one whose time has come, and a lot of people don't know it. And the reality is that real estate is all about information arbitrage and knowing a little bit more than the other guy or gal and being able to stretch and reach for a price and keep your numbers in order by doing something creative. And that's what the PACE bonds do. Now, what are the types of developers and real estate investors that are most likely to be able to take advantage of this this financing method?
All right, let's say one thing, because you mentioned bonds, and sometimes when people think of bonds and CDDs and all that stuff, they think, oh my God, this is impossible. There's no public funding. This is all privately funded. So no bonds. We're basically just a private capital provider. In my case, I'm a REIT. There's some other PACE providers that have private equity money that probably costs a little bit more. But
Hey now.
But, you know, at the end of the day, relatively easy.
Well, so then it this can be done while I'm out in the market getting the rest of my capital stack.
Who is it? Okay, realistically, who is it for? It's for your stronger guys, your stronger projects. This is the project that stands on its own that gets debt already, and then you can now say, I want to have this as part of my equity need. It's not for the project that's a pie in the sky that you're already going to struggle to get the debt on. This is not going to make it easier. It's for your stronger groups that they could use their leverage that lenders want to work with them to be able to actually get them to compete for their business.
When are you coming to my office to go through my database to pick out my best clients? Oh, we just did that, didn't we?
Yes, we did, Jim.
Okay, well, now they're all going to get phone calls. It's going to be awesome. I can't wait to introduce them because, really, all I really try to do is make sure that the people that I work with have the best ecosystem to do their transaction.
You've been in this business for a while. You know how to finance. You're creative. You're thoughtful. I mean, how often do you find something like innovative like this that comes around that's real?
Well, once upon a time, a guy named Ethan Penner came up with the CMBS business. But other than that, this is the last time I saw this. So, you know, what they did that time was they helped people monetize the acquisition of portfolios by going and accessing the capital markets. Hey, wait a minute. That's what you guys do, too. You're a REIT.
This is the 20-year wave, Jim.
I'm very excited. This is great. We're going to have more on CPACE. We're going to do more great things about capital markets. This is an excellent event. I wish there were more people here, but you're here because we're here. And so I want to thank the folks from Emerald Creek Capital for bringing us. We're going to talk. We've talked capital markets now three times. This final segment coming up, we're going to talk about Vivian. I'm going to give everybody an update on Vivian. I know you've been waiting for that. I didn't really advertise it, but I know everybody's been asking me how she's doing. So we're going to talk about Vivian one more time. If somebody wants to get real low-cost capital for their real estate deal, how do they do it? Who do they call?
Guys, call Adam Lipkin. You can look me up on LinkedIn, Adam Lipkin, LIPKN, or call me 786-877-7976. Do yourself a favor, look into this option, see if it could work for you.